Over to item four, public speaking. Mrs. Bannister, I think you're first up.
We are told that this updated local development scheme, the LDS, proposes a revised timetable for the local plan and the community infrastructure levy, and in addition introduces an area action plan for the proposed East of Colchester Garden community in the West of Tendring district. One point of concern for me is that the statement appears to imply that the proposed garden community on the fringe area is Colchester's, which just happens to be partly in the west of Tendring. That is not the impression I get from reading the preparatory work associated with Colchester's draft local plan, and I have studied it in detail. It goes by a different name in that plan, the University Garden Community, which makes much more sense. It also appears that the two local authorities can't even agree on the name. But that said, I have found Colchester's vision on the development of this garden community over the next 30 years and initially up to 2033 as truly inspirational. Tendring Council also tells us that this updated version of the local development scheme is the first one to be produced that aligns Braintree, Colchester and Tendring's local plans and their garden community timetables. So the local authorities do appear to be moving some way towards cooperating with each other. However, I'm concerned that the timetable for the development of the garden communities is not in line with that of the local plans. In fact, the timetable for the draft area action plan, that is the community garden plan, does not commence until December 2016, after this committee has voted upon the preferred options for tendering and their numbers, the numbers that are important. Furthermore, I have read that the master plan framework for the proposed garden community is yet to make decisions on boundaries, areas and numbers. The proposals concerning the University Garden Community are, I believe, being classed as part one of the local plan. So, in my simple mind, they remain part of the local plan, and surely no local plan figures should be set in stone before the area action plan is brought in line with that of the rest of the local plan. To me, the two are intrinsically linked and should not have different timetables. And I will say a little bit more about this problem on item A3. And what intrigues me is, I hadn't noticed it before, but now we are told the preferred options is to 2033 and beyond. How far beyond? 1 year? 5 years? 10 years? 20 years? We don't know. It seems a bit of a mystery to me, some of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Bannister. Mrs. Bannister, we'll be asking the officers to address the points raised there when we come to that item on the agenda.